My Gift to My Beloved. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My gift for my beloved. What greater gift could I give to my beloved than perfect health? Abundance, harmony, balance, peace, unconditional love. What a lovely, lovely gift to give to another. What a lovely gift to give to another. How do I give unconditional love to another person? Well, first, I have to unconditionally love myself. And when I unconditionally love myself, then I will always love every other being in my world unconditionally, because that's the only way I know how to love. So if I show unconditional love to others, you can be sure I am unconditionally loving myself. When I would like to have others enjoy perfect health, I first must enjoy perfect health myself. And if I don't enjoy perfect health myself, then how can I look at others and see them enjoying perfect health? Now, I may be working on some projects or some problems to develop that perfect health within me, but only as I look within me and see perfect health will I be able to experience perfect health for me. Only as I look within me and see perfect health will I be able to enjoy perfect health within me. Now the same thing goes, if I would like to see my family or my friends enjoy perfect health, I have to first look within myself and see perfect health, and then I look within them and see whatever I see in myself. And when I look in them, I see perfect health. And when I see perfect health in others, I am seeing it in myself first. Now you say, well, that's a kind of iffy situation. How can I see perfect health within myself when I don't have perfect health within myself? Well, do you know what perfect health is? Do I know how perfect health is in me at any time? Do I dwell upon the thought of perfect health in me that I know is in me at any time? Do I dwell upon that? Do I look to that? Do I see that? And then do I radiate whatever I see within myself, whatever vision of perfect health I have within me, to all in my world? Do I radiate perfect health to my mother and father, to my sisters and brothers, to my sons and daughters, to my spouse? Do I radiate perfect health to everyone in my life, to all of my friends, to all the people I come in contact with? Do I radiate perfect health? Well, charisma and radiation are the same thing. If I have the charisma of perfect health, I'm radiating perfect health. If I'm radiating perfect health, I have the charisma of perfect health. And this is exactly what I want to always have. The radiation, the charisma of whatever it is that I find beautiful and good in my life. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I put my attention solely on that. Now, if a person comes to me with a problem, and I'm concerned with the problem, I am of no benefit to them whatsoever. Because my gift to my beloveds is my balance. My gift to my beloved is my feeling of wholeness. My gift to my beloveds is my awareness of who and what I am at all times. There is never a moment when I fall into the trap of an appearance. All the appearances are all about me all the time, and they try to get my attention. They try to get me to believe that they're my reality. They try to get me to believe that they're the only way, the only show in town. And they're not. They're not. I can have in my mind a dozen shows going on at one time. Now, which one am I going to give my attention to? Which activity am I going to give my attention to? Wholeness or illness? Wealth or poverty? I have the choice, and it doesn't make any difference. My world will look at me and say, yeah, that's a poor person. Yeah, they never can save a dollar. They don't know how to make money work for them. Oh, yes, that's a rich person. Oh, yes, they know how to make money hand over fist. They know how to handle money in a beautiful way, and money just always seems to be in their hands because they know how to handle money. They know how to handle it, whether it's a little bit of money or a lot of money. It doesn't make much difference at all, whether it's a little or a lot. It just depends on do you, do I, do they know how to handle money? Do we know how to handle health? Do we know how to handle relationships? Do we know how to handle peace on earth? Do we know how to handle these things? My gift to my beloveds is the ability to know how to handle all things. My gift to my beloveds is the ability to know how to handle all things. Now, the only way I can give this gift is if I demonstrate this gift in my own life, if I demonstrate this gift in my thinking, if I demonstrate this gift in who and what I am, then all the world will look at me and say, oh yeah, that's how you do it. Oh yeah, let's read the lives of rich and famous people. Let's read the lives of successful people. Let's read the lives of people who are whole and perfect. Let's read the lives of people who are friendly, who are surrounded by people who just absolutely love them. Let's read about the lives. Oh, hey, that's an interesting idea. Read about the lives. Let's change that just a little bit. Let's live the lives of these people who are so abundantly successful in all areas of their life. Let's live that life. Now, how do they first do it? They first do it, as we all know, with the big A. We all want to get A's in everything we do in school. We all want to get A's every place we go. And the big A is the attitude. Now, what is my attitude about myself? If my attitude about myself is that I'm a fine person, I'm a wonderful person, I'm a fantastic person, then that's the kind of life I'll live. I get into trouble when I go out and attempt to do things for other people or attempt to help other people in any way. I get into trouble because when I do that, then I have a need. I have a need to help other people. I have a need to be good for other people. And you see, the moment I start having that need to help other people, to go and help a person who is crippled or help a person who is unable to do it for themselves, the moment I have the need to do that, then that is the level of consciousness that I am in myself. Now, if I am successful in doing all those things, and everywhere I turn I am doing it nicely and beautifully and enjoying it, then I will see everyone else doing it nicely and enjoying it also. I will see everyone else doing everything that makes them happy. Now, could anything be more wonderful than that? Could anything be more magnificent? Could I give a better, more brilliant gift than that? I have the attitude that all the world is beautiful. And when I give that attitude away by living it, then all the world indeed is beautiful. If I have an attitude that all the world is a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious place, then so it is. If I have imagination, if I have dreams, if I have the ability to look beyond all the appearances, look beyond all the limitations that life might send my way, look beyond, is there success there? There sure is. Is there happiness there? Yes, there is. Is there joy there? Yes, there is. Am I there? Yes, I am. Do I love it? Oh my, yes, I love it. Is it something that I want to be part of in every beautiful way in my life? Oh, indeed I do. Now, what is this gift that I want to give to my beloved? It is the gift of wholeness, happiness, abundance, joy, peace, harmony, all the things that make for life in a beautiful way. Now, when I see them that way, then I am giving them the gift of being that way. When I don't see them that way, I am empowering that which they apparently don't want to experience, but yet they do. When I look at anyone and I see them less than magnificent, I'm not giving them a very nice gift. My gift should be that I look at my children and I say, you're wonderful. Oh, you're fantastic. You're marvelous. Everything you do is so great. You are so thoughtful. You are so... They may not be those things, but these are the things that I speak my word in my world and in their world for them to enjoy and me to enjoy. Now, you say, maybe they don't want to enjoy it. Well, in my world, they enjoy it because that's who I am. And I can only see outwardly in my world who and what I am. Now, who am I? What am I? That's the big question. Am I a beautiful, loving-centered person who just looks around and sees all good? Or am I a person who looks at appearances and empowers them by my thought and think, golly, that's too bad. Golly, that's too bad. Golly, that's too bad. That's not what I want to hear. Wow, wonderful. People call me on the phone and they have a sort of a attitude in their heart and their mind. And before they say a word virtually, I say, how good to hear from you. You're so fantastic. You're a sparkle in my eyes. You're a sparkle in my life. It's so good to hear you. What did you have on your mind? What did you want to share with me of the wonderful things that are going on in your world? Well, everything's good. You got lots of money. You got lots of friends. You got perfect health. You're fantastic. Oh, my gosh. It's always good to hear from all of my beloveds who call to tell me how wonderful their world is and how fabulous their world is, how great their world is. By the time I get done talking to these people, by the time I begin, finish going over how wonderful they are in my consciousness and in their consciousness, they have a different attitude. They have a different way of looking at themselves. They do no longer see themselves as a problem. They see themselves with 100 different possibilities of working on to the solutions that they want. And all good. And all the possibilities that they're working on are possible. Not only that they'd like to have them happen, but they're possible. And they are experiencing them mentally as they're thinking of the possibility of carrying it out. My gift to my beloved is the gift of who I am. And they like me in their world because of who I am. So many of my early students, they would come to me and they'd say, oh, Dr. Barley, It's so great to talk to you. It's so great to be with you. Now, what do you think of this? And what do you think of this? And what do you think of this? And I say to them, well, those are topics that I cover in my course. Those are topics that I cover in the University of Healing courses. And all you have to do is read the book, and there they are. They're all right there laid out, 1, 2, 3 for you. Oh, but I don't want to take the course. I don't want to read the book. I want to have you tell me. I want you to be the illuminator for me. I want you to give me the idea. I want to have you. I don't want the university. I don't want anything to do with schooling. I don't want anything to do with any other training or stuff. I just want you to tell me what I want to hear. And I say, hi, I think it's wonderful. Nice talking to you. See you again. Bye. You see, I will give people my charisma, my philosophy, my way of life. And I will give it to them abundantly and joyously and happily. And I'll give it to them with all of my heart. But if they are not willing to pick up the notes that I've already made on the subject and carry them forth, then there's very little I can do for them. Because if I give you a large check and say, go and pay your bills, you'll come back the next month and say, I got more bills. Well, why did you make them? Why did you go out and spend money you didn't have? Why are you living above your means? Why are you living with desires greater than your ability is to carry them out? Why are you doing that? If you're doing that to encourage yourself to get a better job or to be more abundant, that's fine. But you don't go spending money you don't have. You live in the consciousness of what you have. Oh, you mentally see yourself whole and perfect when outwardly that appearance may not be there. You mentally do that, but your mental world is one world, and your physical world is another. And when your physical world is a reflection of your mental world, of balance and harmony and good judgment, of having all of the things that make your life full, then you got the two put together and you got a wonderful attitude. You have a wonderful life. You have a wonderful world. Now, my gift to all of my beloveds is myself. I look at each one and I see them whole and perfect. I look at each one and I see them joyous. I look at each one and I see them developing their selves. Many will come to me and they'll say, I'd like to have this experience. I say, great, go for it. And then they come back later and they say, well, I did what you said, but it didn't work. And I say, well, I didn't tell you anything. I just said, go for whatever your dream is. But no. You didn't keep your dream one-pointed in your consciousness so that it could come forth. And when you do not have your mind one-pointed on your dreams and your goals and your desires, they just do not come forth. They just do not reveal themselves in your life because you really don't want them. Oh, but I do, but I do. No, you don't. Whatever you want, that is the foremost thought in your consciousness. Whatever you desire, that is the foremost thought. My gift to my beloveds is their foremost thought. My gift to my beloved is seeing them fulfilled in every beautiful way. My gift to my beloved is knowing that all is good and very good in their life now and forevermore. That's my gift to my beloved. What's your gift to you? What's your gift to your life? Let it be that you see the world as you see yourself, harmonious, joyful, loving, beautiful, fulfilled right now. And as you see this for yourself and your world, so it is. Because that's the principle, and that's the way it works. Have a lovely day, and know that I see you in every way fulfilled, whole and perfect, abundant, surrounded by glorious friends, because you are that now. I like me. I like me. I like me.